listening to the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Baglio.
From Big Daddy Weave, Mike Weaver. How are you?
Man, I'm good. How are you, dude?
Doing okay. A little bit tired this morning, which I bet you can relate to. Being an artist, you guys typically stay up late and sleep in late, right?
That's generally it. I'm kind of an odd bird, but yeah, that's generally the case.
What do you, Mike Weaver, do to kind of get yourself going? Do you drink the Red Bull? Do you do the lots of coffee?
Man, I don't know what it is, man. I am built strange, man, because I can wake up in the morning and after a few minutes, I'm ready to go.
Really?
I'm the guy that annoys the rest of the guys in the airport, man, because when we have to go do a fly date and I'm like, you just can't shut me up. I'm constantly talking to them and they have this look, this like kind of pained expression on their face of like, just stop, you know, just stop. Just give me a break. It's not time for that yet. And so it helps me also because I have three little kids, you see.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know about sleeping in at all. And so they come and wake me up if I'm not already up. But usually I've got the jump on them, man. I actually really enjoy being up kind of before everything else is alive, you know.
We're chatting with the very much awake Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. Speaking of your alarm clocks, a.k.a. children, tell me a little bit about your family.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've got three kids
and
a very wonderful wife. I married way out of my league, man. I'm telling you, dude. I mean, there's like, if you see me and you see Candace, you'd be like, God has worked another miracle. You know what I mean? It's like Jesus walked on water. Jesus gave, you know, Mike Candace Weaver. And so, and my kids are unbelievable. Eli is 5, Zeke is 3, and Naomi is 1 year old. And we are just so full of life. This week was a highly emotional week at the Weaver household.
Uh-oh.
It was the first week of kindergarten for Eli.
Oh,
so it was just like, wow. It was like a living Mark Schultz song, like all this week so far. It has just been like, you know, because this is, I got up today. I got to take him to school today. Candace took him for his very first day. Man, this is something else. We felt like we were, you know, sending him off to college for 4 years or something, but he's just going down the street to kindergarten, man. So
it's really just 4 hours. It's okay, Mike. You can do this.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, because we're like making this big deal out of him, and he's like, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, he's looking at us like, I'll be back in a little while, you know.
Right.
And so he was the one like consoling us, you know. It was unbelievable.
Our guest, Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. School has already started there, huh? You guys are in Nashville?
We're Nashville-ish. We're about 20 minutes out of downtown Nashville in a little town called Mount Juliet, which is, I just love it. It's kind of out in the country, and I just feel so at home here, man. I'm so thankful for our church here. I'm so thankful for our community here. It's a really neat thing. Really great place to come off of the road and come back and recuperate and get ready to head out again.
Yeah, that's awesome. So speaking of Big Daddy, can I call? I mean, obviously, Mike Weaver, your band is, since you started it, is named after you, Big Daddy Weave.
Mm-hmm.
But last I talked to you, you were working on that whole Big Daddy part. Now, is it medium-sized Daddy Weave or what's the deal?
You know, it's the never-ending battle of like up and down for me, man, because for my whole life, you know, I've been a really fat guy. And so it's like, you grow up in school with the stigma of that and all of that business. And then you deal with all of like the emotional side of that that's in there. Mm. But even as a believer, I've dealt with that. And, you know, in 2009, we had this thing where, you know, I was trying to lose 90 pounds in 2009, 90 in 2009. And so, man, we were working so hard, you know, because my wife and I, we watch The Biggest Loser all the time. My wife is definitely not a big mama, which, by the way, if you're listening to this and there's a woman in your life who might be a plus-size woman or whatever, you never call that woman big mama, dude.
No,
do not do that.
No.
That is, you will get smacked. The thing is, like, you just need to, like, big daddies can refer to themselves as big daddies.
Yeah.
And even other people in the South make those kind of references. But you never take that to the mama side.
No.
You just don't do that. We set out to lose 90 pounds, and I lost 84 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And so that was, which is like losing a middle schooler off of your body, right?
Right.
And it's like, if you're like, get off me, kid, like, it's all of a sudden 84 pounds gone, you know?
Wow.
And the thing is, because of this deal in my life that has just resonated with me feeling like not good enough or, you know, self-image kind of things. Dude, because I didn't lose all 90, I just felt like a failure, man. Like, I really did. And that's so weird to even hear come out of my mouth. But it's like, man, that's exactly what it did. It resonated with this thing in my life that had I'd grown up just feeling like not enough. Like you're just not good enough, you know? And this song that's currently out really sort of was born out of dealing with that, man, because I was at a really low place after that, and I started putting on weight again, man, and just being really depressed and feeling like, God, how are you going to work this out in my life, man? We have a space underneath our house. That's where our garage is, actually, and it's my man cave. And I don't know if you have man cave at your house, John, but it's my spot. You know, it's my place where I go. So as I was down underneath the house, man, kind of just pouring some of these feelings of failure out to God, it was like he just met me there, dude. And just really kind of spoke into my life, man, just spoke over me, you know, Mike, why don't you let me tell you what I think about you? You know, it's not like out loud, but if you know the Lord, then you know how he deals with our hearts. And he just began to flood my heart and my mind with stuff that he likes about me. Dude, that was just a life changer for me. That was the beginning of something new, because I'd always felt like the humility was this putting yourself down kind of thing, you know, this kind of like self-deprecating deal. And really the Lord showed me that what I had was false humility. And then what real humility is simply agreeing with whatever he says over my life. So no matter what size I am, no matter how good I think I'm doing at this journey or that part of the journey, you know, it really is about hearing what he says over my life and what he says as a believer, as his child. If he says, I am redeemed. Not when I get it all right, not when I get it better, but right now, because of who Jesus is, I'm redeemed, man. That made a really big difference in my life.
And that's why the song is connecting with everybody who listens to the lyric, because we can all relate to that in some way.
Man, that's so right, dude. You know, and there's it just feels like a giant. I mean, we talk about losing weight, but there's a different kind of weight, too, you know, that we carry around.
Yep.
And it's like, I just felt like this thing that I had carried around, I felt like it was just, it was released. And it's not like we're not going to ever struggle with that again, or I'm not ever going to think about that again, but I know how to think about it now. You know, when those thoughts come and when those lies come, that's what you identify them as. And you go, hey, man, nuh-uh, because Jesus says who I am. Jesus defines who I am because of what he has done, not because of what I'm able to do, man.
We're talking to Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave, 9th CD called Love Come to Life. This is the second radio song from Love Come to Life. And man, it's always just really cool to see how God works through you and through your stories. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's next, which I guess is my next question. What's next for you? You said you're getting ready to go out on tour, or you're on tour?
Yes, we're just kind of at the end of the summer. You know, summer is kind of like everybody plays the outside things, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought Big Daddies were going to sweat to death all summer, man. I'm telling you, dude, there's this feeling that happens when you're playing in the summer. You're kind of like, I don't know if they're ever going to let us play inside again. Like, you know, that kind of thing, dude, you know? And I was like, you remember the good old days when we used to play indoors?
Air conditioning,
yeah, man. And so, but in just some weeks, we're heading on the fall tour, and Aaron Schuster is coming out with us, and we are so excited about
that
because we are big Aaron Schuster fans. He is a great friend of ours, and we're excited to head out on the Redeemed tour this fall, man.
We'll check it out. In fact, I'll put a link to your website and more through my morning show page, if that's all right with you.
That'd be beautiful.
I really appreciate hearing the story and your heart behind the song Redeemed. It really is connecting with our listeners. We just hear comments every day.
Man, wow, praise God, dude. I'm telling you, I've just been blown away by it, because you think God would use the stuff that you get right in your life, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it's not. He used the junk that hurts, you know, and that's why, you know, he's the one doing it,
right.
You know?
Well, Mike, I appreciate the time. I really do.
Absolutely, brother. Thanks for having me on, dude, and thanks for playing the stuff, too, man. I sure appreciate it.
Dial us up anytime at WCSG.org.